Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Civic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've known.
Never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
It's 9 o'clock on Burst Radio, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the Bristol Beats Club. This is B Miles 9 Matches. Good evening, Bristol Beats Clubbers. It's 9 o'clock, and this is the Bristol Beats Club with myself, Damien Ruck.
And myself, Chris Bilko.
Well, what have you got coming up on today's show, Chris?
I'm glad you asked, Damien, as always. Today, a little more relaxed than usual. I find I have more fun when we don't plan it as rigorously as we have.
Exactly. Embrace the chaos, I say, Chris.
Exactly. So we're going to have some festival focus. We're going to be talking about Siget Festival, although that's kind of my way of saying I've done no preparation whatsoever.
Fortunately, once again, I have saved the day, and I've even coined a phrase.
It's all in your
festival.
Hands. God, are we gonna save
no,
it?
No, you've got to stay tuned for that. It is a damn good, catchy phrase.
A catchy phrase, that's what's going up on the show today. We're also going to be talking about wardrobe malfunctions, which I've recently learned from Googling wardrobe malfunctions. It means something completely different to what I originally thought it meant.
I was surprised that you just thought it meant people that dress badly.
People that had a nightmare in the wardrobe department, wardrobe malfunctions.
Here's a little bit of history for you, Chris.
Go on, please.
You ready for this? The term wardrobe malfunction was actually coined by the people of Janet Jackson when her boob came out during that infamous Super Bowl appearance.
What, you're saying her PR guys went, worry, just the wardrobe malfunction.
Well, yeah, that's it. All the press went up to them and said, what happened there? And they said, wardrobe malfunction. And
everyone, standard. And hashtag.
Exactly. And everyone rightly thought, brilliant term.
Well, we're accepting either today. If you've ever accidentally and inadvertently got naked in a public place, that's a wardrobe malfunction. Let us know in footbristolbeatsclub.com.
Or the other one, if you know somebody or yourself have dressed weirdly or inappropriately, you can get us on Twitter at BristleBeats.
And I assure you, my good friend Damien here has certainly dressed inappropriately in the past. We're going to be talking about that very shortly.
Should be good. But right now, this is The Vaccines, Handsome. Gotta eat me up for breakfast. You think you look good in whatever they sugar. The Bristol Beats Club. The only BBC anybody cares about. No TV licence required. Bristol Beats Club. Welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club, where Chris and I have been spilling tea everywhere and also checking out celebrity wardrobe malfunctions. Absolutely.
Yeah. It turns out, like I say, just people with their kind of boobs out.
I was
thinking, who looks at this? Who possibly thinks?
Who takes the photos, Chris? It makes you despise the paparazzi a little bit more, doesn't it?
I mean, certainly as a man who is papped quite often these
days. Exactly, I mean, my life is a living hell.
Now I'm a famous radio presenter. I really don't like the paparazzi, especially when, inadvertently you wear shorts and your penis pokes out the bottom. It's just not what you need, paparazzi around.
Exactly.
Wardrobe malfunction.
There's a celebrity about to get out of a car. I could get lucky here. Anyway.
In many cases, they actually have, according to this... What is this? RadarOnline.com. Don't check it out. Don't support these people.
We're not tweeting this website. It's not for you.
But
you are better than this.
If you do have any wardrobe malfunctions of your own, we'd love to hear about them. And Dame, I know in the original sense of what I thought was a wardrobe malfunction...
Being inappropriately dressed.
You struggle in that department.
Exactly. I think it's... I'll share this story with you. Chris and I went to a few Glastonbury festivals together because we love festivals.
Back in the day.
Hence the festival focus feature that you're going to enjoy later.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there and I thought, I'll be a bit wild. It was the last day. I thought, buy a dress.
Buy a dress.
Just, people dress oddly at Glastonbury. I thought, I'd join the club. I will
wear a dress. I bought a dress, wore the dress, and it was kind of, it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction at that point. You know, you kind of...
Everyone was sort of, you know, this is an interesting question, isn't it? Do people take strange clothes to Glastonbury and put them on? Or, what I've always thought was the case, and now I'm thinking perhaps not, do they turn up? Is it just a collection of kind of weirdos with their weird dress all at once, and you think, well, that's Glastonbury, which is it?
So, yeah,
Do they get to Glastonbury and change out of their suit and tie, put their briefcase down and think, yeah, don the dress?
Assuming it's a random sample, a random cross-section of the British population, then that must be true.
It can't be, right? This is not how to confuse a complexity scientist.
The last guy who saw in a dress was actually an accountant.
So, you...
Yeah.
We're wearing a dress.
It was fine. That was fine, wasn't it?
I was wearing a dress.
I wasn't the oddest looking person at Glastonbury.
I didn't feel that embarrassed, even though I was kind of next to you. I was like, yeah, it's a dress, and what? Get over it.
Exactly. But this is where it started to get a little bit weird, was that the next day, we had to get a bus back, if you remember, and we kind of almost missed the bus, had to pack up the tent, rush to get on the bus, still wearing the dress.
Some of us packed up our tent, so I think I remember you crushed your tent and just left it.
To be fair, that is true. I remember I did a somersault.
You did a somersault onto the tent.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing a dress at that point then.
No, because otherwise, you know, that would have been a serious wardrobe malfunction, somersaulting in the dress. But anyway, we packed up in a hurry. I packed up in a hurry. You just trundled onto the bus in your dress.
Exactly. I'm in the dress. I haven't had time to get changed.
Still okay. Nice sunny day.
Exactly. I'm on the bus. We start to drive away and I'm thinking, still not weird. And then I started to think, hang on, this is a bit weird now. We're leaving Glastonbury now, and I'm still in this dress. I'm starting to get a few looks. So, okay, this is getting a bit odd. And then we get off the bus in Bristol Temple Meads. But we lived in Southampton at the time, if you remember. Mm-hmm. At Bristol Temple Meads, there's still a few Glastonbury people knocking about. They're still like, oh, no, I'm just, you know, I'm come from Glastonbury. It's all right. Mm. Don't worry.
It's okay. You can clearly tell that there's a few people validating me right now.
Exactly.
Went to the pub for a meal.
Went to Wetherspoons, yeah.
You did not look so Glastonbury-esque in there.
No.
You looked very strange. In Wetherspoons, of course, you get your typical weirdos as well. And they're very much not as cool as the Glastonbury folk. They are just properly weird.
Just like old man alcoholics. It's like, there was a person wearing a dress, but it wasn't the good kind of wearing a dress.
So we got further and further away from Glastonbury.
Exactly, we got on the train to Southampton. People getting on the train in, you know, Bradford upon Avon, Salisbury,
Trowbridge,
Romsey, and they'd be thinking, okay, I am now the only one in a dress.
There's nobody else wearing a dress, or indeed any fancy dress whatsoever, not even a Joker mask or anything like that to validate you.
Exactly, as soon as I got on the U1A in Southampton, back to my house, I was... The only person in a... I think I was the first man a lot of those people had seen in a dress.
And at this point, I'll say I didn't get on that bus with Dame. There was no way I was hanging around with him any longer whilst he was wearing the dress.
I know, who could blame you? And as an incidental fact, I slept for about 14 hours after that festival.
I remember. I didn't, because you came in and woke me up halfway through my slumber.
Yeah.
So, if you've been dressed inappropriately in any situations recently, festival-esque or otherwise, we'd like to hear from you. And if you're brave enough, get in touch about any proper wardrobe malfunctions where a body part that should not be on show has been on show. We'd very much like that at Bristol Beats on Twitter or info@bristolbeatsclub.com.
For sure. Well, coming up next, we are going to be putting Saget Festival under the microscope, and you can finally find out what my clever turn of phrase is relating to Saget Festival.
You probably get away with wearing a dress there as well if you want to, so stick around. Saget next.
Undoubtedly. Well, that was The Wombats on the Bristol Beats Club, where we are talking about wardrobe malfunctions. But right now, it's time for Festival Focus, Chris.
Indeed, we're putting Saget Festival under the microscope, and those of you that haven't heard about Saget Festival, a quick rundown, it's in Hungary, am I right?
It is. Some people say it's like the Glastonbury of the East.
Oh, there it is. There's the catchy phrase that you were talking about.
Yeah, we should send that to them. They might put it on a poster.
Well, do you want to explain yourself now, or do you want to... Should we go into the criteria? How do you want this to go down?
Well, it's very simple. Me and Chris, we go to a lot of festivals, and we have decided we're qualified to rate them.
We've decided, yeah.
On four criteria.
Yeah.
To help you guys decide which ones you should attend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should put distance in there, because I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are UK-based. Doesn't matter. This is a good one. Trust us, if you're going to a festival, you're undecided which one you're going to in the summer. Saget should be a consideration. The criteria, Dame, that we have are...
Exactly. The four most important things that need to be considered before you go to a festival. Number one, the cost.
Of course.
Number two, the after-hours entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, all the little extras that you get, or miscellaneous.
As we like to call it.
But the first thing you need to consider, of course, is...
the lineup.
So Saget Festival lineup. Now, again, I'm going to just hold my hands up here, done very little research, and the reason I've done very little research is because I know you're going to Saget Festival, so I'm assuming...
That is true. I had a head start on you.
I'm assuming you know what's what. Why, again, you do this. You're drinking your tea in the link.
It's going cold.
Only drink the tea. We've already said only drink the tea when we're playing music. Are we clear?
You should have written it on the sign, Chris.
Are we clear from now on? Only drink your tea.
No drinking... on air.
Good, fine, we can move on.
Sounds reasonable to me.
So the lineup.
At least I've done research.
At Saget Festival.
I'd rather be drinking tea on air than having done no research.
I suppose.
And you're not looking at my notes.
Come on, man, share the notes. No, so Saget Festival, you've already coined it the Glastonbury of the East. So I'm guessing, considering Glastonbury's lineup is pretty spiffing.
It's much the same, to be honest.
Is it just the exact same lineup, only in Hungary?
Of course not, no. Shall I tell you a few of the headliners?
Let's go, come on, what we got?
Okay, we got Florence and the Machine.
Headlining?
You don't like Florence and the Machine?
I'm not a massive fan.
You're terrible.
It's a bit poppy.
I like Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Actually saying that, you don't... Poppy? You're rejecting it. You're the person that likes Marina and the Diamonds.
Well, hang on, that was a long time ago.
Who are incidentally playing at Saget Festival.
That was 6 years ago. Again, poppy. Who else we got? Florence Machine, Marina Diamonds. I just don't think they're going to resonate with our audience.
Old J.
Okay, Old J, yes. Excellent.
I love Old J.
Probably the greatest working band on earth at the moment. So, okay, Old J, I'll give you that one.
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams is not at Saget Festival.
Yeah, Robbie Williams
is there.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
First day.
They've splashed out all their budget on Robbie Williams. They've got one good act so far. This is not going well, the Glastonbury of the East. No wonder I'm not going.
Kasabian.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Kasabian.
What else? Come on, anything to redeem this?
The band Jungle, who are on our playlist.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Jungle Julia, yeah. On our playlist. We might even play it later if you're lucky.
So if you had to sum up this lineup, what are we talking indie? I mean, overwhelmingly, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking Radio 1.
The Maccabees, Future Islands, The Foles, Subways, Go-Go Bordello.
There you go. That's what we like to see.
Go-Go Bordello.
Some actual decent bands. Why did you wait until now to say anyone good?
Because I was just going for the headliners first.
The headliners are just completely awful.
I don't think so. I like Old J and Florence and the Machine.
Okay, Old J, yeah, fair
enough. I know, Pro Sabian. I don't like Sabian. Do you like a Sabian?
To be honest, no, not really. I would say, if I had to describe Kasabian in one word, it would be overrated. They've got some good songs, but it's just like, kind of mediocre, yeah, alright. And I don't know why they get such good receptions everywhere they go. Although, having said that, I think the guitarist, is it Serge Bizarre? He's a fantastic football player.
Is he?
Everything you want from a guitarist, of course.
Exactly, that's just what you want at Saget Festival with your headline act. A good footballer. Man United are headlining Saget Festival this year.
In which case, I'm there.
I mean, for me, Go-Go Bordello, a big festival band. I'm so glad they're there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the last time I saw Go-Go Bordello, I lost all my clothes.
Did you end up wearing a dress?
I wish. No, I think I had to borrow a coat off somebody for the long, rainy walk home.
When was this?
This was in Bristol, I think.
Yes, I was there.
I think you were there, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was there. You didn't even have any shoes.
I lost my shoes. I lost all my clothes.
So you want to get naked, so Get Festival's the place to be. Go watch Gogol Bordello.
And I would have given the lineup a 5.
Really?
I would have done.
But 4.
But.
Is it Robbie Williams?
Limp Bizkit are on the lineup.
Limp Bizkit again. Limp Bizkit plaguing us wherever we go.
And for that reason, it's 4 Beats Club points for the lineup. I mean, Limp Bizkit is at least 1 point off.
And surely Robbie Williams is lowering the tone somewhat.
I like Robbie Williams.
You like Robbie Williams? You look like you like Robbie Williams.
I like that song he's got about when you went away, my heart breaks.
I don't think the Bristol Beats Club listenership are prepared for this. It's not what they're listening to the lineup for Zaget Festival for, you to sing Robbie Williams. But
well, the listeners can make their own lineup.
If you've got a little rendition of Rock DJ, I'm all ears.
I don't like that song.
Oh, that's a good song.
I don't know. I don't know that song.
4 Beats Club points for the lineup for Zaget Festival in Hungary 2015.
How much will it cost?
I'm thinking this is going to be a big cost.
It is a big cost.
You've got an airfare for a start, if you assume you're going from the UK.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's the airfare is... quid? It's Hungary as well.
What did I... I think I paid 150.
Okay.
150 return flights. But if you're going to buy it now... way higher. I bought mine kind of months ago.
You're looking at about 200 quid, and that's before you've started.
Exactly, and considering it's an Eastern European festival, 219 euros for 5 days, or if you're absolutely mental, you can buy a 7-day ticket and go for 7 days for 259 euros.
If your liver allows 7 days.
Exactly. That ticket is for the young pink livers out there. So if you've got a young, pink, healthy liver... contemplate the 7 days, but I mean it's a lot.
So what this is essentially, instead of a holiday, isn't it? Which I suppose in many respects Glastonbury is instead of a holiday, but if you're going to go here, this is your big holiday away. It's not just your 2000 trees.
Exactly.
2 days in Gloucestershire.
It's
countryside.
It's a beautiful city though, Budapest.
So you've been,
it's worth
you?
It. I've been. I went there on a... I had a rather cultured affair.
I'm sure you did.
I went there on a stag do.
Yeah, as I remember.
So it's... yeah, just guns and prostitutes and things like that.
If that's your bag, then you'll do... you could do worse than going to Zaget Festival.
Exactly.
This is a lot of cost for me. I don't know. What would you evaluate it as?
I was going to give it a 3.
Okay, I suppose I can see a 3, because the flights, to be fair, if you were going to... you can't really include the flights, because you've got to look at this as a holiday away, right?
Exactly, and also, let's not forget, that seems like a lot, but you get... it's the Glastonbury of the East, remember, Chris?
It's the Glastonbury of the East.
And
I really do hope they put that on their posters.
I hope so. Better email it to them, quick. I think we haven't gone into all the other stuff, after-hours entertainment, miscellaneous, because, you know, it's... it cost is probably worth that.
Okay, all right. In which case,
but yeah,
we'll motor on in a few minutes' time with them, with, like you say, miscellaneous after hours entertainment. But first, a bit of music.
Yeah, this is the Jacks Weekends. Welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club. That was the Jacks, and Chris and I are discussing Zaget Festival, the famous island festival in Budapest.
It's on an island.
It's on an island. In...
you didn't mention that.
Have you done no research?
I've done nothing.
It's like the most common thing known.
Oh, I've done nothing. You know I've done nothing. I rely on you for this. You're the research guy. You don't do anything all day. You just sit around in your pants eating popcorn and watching Jeremy Kyle.
What do you imagine? Is this how you imagine PhD students
Well, students,
operate?
Yeah. I was a student. I know exactly how it goes down.
He's no idea, this man.
When was the last
He has no idea what I go through.
When was the last time you did washing up?
Well, I was unemployed for a year, so I did a bit then.
Yeah, so we're talking about Seagate Festival today. We've already spoken about the lineup and the cost as well. If you haven't heard that, well, tough. You're out of luck.
Yeah, but right now we're going to talk about something that's very dear to my heart when I attend a music festival, and that is
After Hours Entertainment.
And now After Hours Entertainment is, of course, for all those of you that just party too hard and don't want to go to bed when the headliners are finished, is what does the festival offer to you?
Yeah. Are you there because you don't want to go to sleep for 7 days?
Exactly.
If so, this section will pique your interest. And Seagate Festival, again, I've done no research, so I couldn't say, but I'm assuming, like most festivals that are in Europe, abroad in warmer climates, they've got the music on all night, right? So the headliners come on at, like, what, midnight, and then you just kick on with various other live music, which is not really the case in the UK.
Exactly. But, Chris, I didn't call it Glastonbury of the East for no reason.
Because After Hours Entertainment here is, of course, the daytime, all right? Is that what I'm assuming?
No, it's... The bands are on in the day, like at Glastonbury.
Okay.
I don't think it's as hot in Budapest as you think. You truly have done no research.
I don't even know what Budapest is.
It's not Spain. It's in Central Europe.
Central? I thought it was South America. Okay, so, all right. It's not as hot. It's what? Englishish weather?
Yeah, a bit better than that, you
English-ish
know.
Englishish weather.
Englishish. Like but, you know, it's not Benicassim 48 degrees or...
Good God, no. Don't ever go there.
Yeah, but we won't even bother reviewing that.
You will melt.
We don't recommend it. But yeah, the point is, After Hours Entertainment is just the festival. You know, the headliners finish, and then there's just dance music and weird arenas and
24
crazy
hours
stuff to
of
do.
Festival.
It's just, if you've been to Glastonbury...
Mad there. You know, we've been to... Oh, you're saying if you've been to Glastonbury?
I'm talking to the listeners, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not always addressing you.
No, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. If you've been to Glastonbury, that's the kind of thing you can expect. You know, Shangri-La-esque things, you know, dance arena going on all night.
Okay, so you're paying €219, but you're getting a lot of bang for your buck there.
You are.
In terms of...
a lot of fun.
Cost per minute.
Exactly. As long as you've got a nice, healthy pink liver... And you're ready to not sleep for 7 days, you can get your money's worth at this festival.
Right, now, let's round... Oh, how many Beats Club points out of five?
I mean, it's difficult not to give it a five.
Yeah.
Simply because there's a whole festival going on at night time. The festival doesn't close, it just carries on. So it's got to be a five.
I'm not even going to contest that. Yeah, 5 Beats Club points for Seagate Festival After Hours Entertainment.
And coming up now, my favourite part...
Miscellaneous.
Just love that word.
Miscellaneous. Now, what does miscellaneous mean to people that don't use such ridiculous colloquialisms?
Miscellaneous is just other. You know, all of the little extras that, you know, Seagate have done and, you know, the little kind of, the little things that really make the experience special.
We're talking...
Special. It gives it the edge.
We're talking foods, we're talking playgrounds, we're talking... facilitated sexual intercourse, that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah, of course. Although difficult to guess. Maybe amount of sexual intercourse received is not proportional to the festival itself. And more to do with your physical appearance and hygiene.
Although you have already mentioned that Hungary rife with prostitutes.
I did, but maybe...
And you would know, of all people.
I think that stuff is only visible to stag do's.
Okay.
I don't think... Anyone else can see that.
You're on an island, there are no prostitutes there, get over it. But what have Seagate done to make it worth your while?
Well, they've got just too much stuff to mention, like I said. I mean, I went on the website and it was just loads and loads of kind of little arenas and strange places you can visit. But one thing did catch my eye, Chris. And there was... I went on a website called Vicky Flip Flop Travels. .com.
Of course, the source of all authority.
Exactly. Because we don't have any good reviews on our website, I went to somebody else's website to find a good review of Seagate and try and find out what the miscellaneous aspects are of the festival. And she said there's something there called the Luminarium.
Okay.
Which is, she says, it's like a giant indoor bouncy castle.
My God, that sounds fantastic.
Which she described as like going back into the womb.
Worth the €219 alone.
Exactly. So I told you, three, mate. A definite three. for that.
A definite so, three?
No, no, for how much does it cost?
Right,
okay. Because you disputed okay, my three,
say,
and I said,
yeah, yeah.
Chris, just wait till later, and you will see why I think it's a three.
Okay, so, and miscellaneous, what are we going for in that remit? Out of five?
Well, I'm giving it a three purely because of the crowds.
It's going to be busy.
Nobody likes a crowd, and it is going to be ramadammed.
And yeah, unless you can swim, there's no escape in the crowds.
Exactly.
And it is in South America, so it's going to be boiling hot.
It is going to be in South America. I just thought that hungry was just a kind of a state of needing some food.
Turns whilst out, in Budapest, South America, of course. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I thought you can't have a festival with an abstract notion like that.
Who's going to be invited? Geldof. His headlining, Ovs. Okay, so what does that leave us? Out of 20?
That leaves us a quick running total means we... Ooh, 15.
15, so it's not the worst.
It's up there.
It's, yeah.
It's up there.
It's up there. I personally would say if you're considering to get, then do a bit of research on Best Kept Secret Festival. Shameless plug, we did a review of it a couple of weeks ago. Check it out on the website.
Is that one still top of the pile?
I think Best Kept Secret in the Netherlands is the way to go for me. That gets my vote at the minute, but who knows? We're going to be doing these for the next kind of month or so stay tuned.
Exactly. I'd like to add also, I am going to Skept Festival, so I clearly think it's a damn good festival.
Well, that should probably knock down a couple of points on Miscellaneous. Might bump into Dame in the dress.
Yeah, you could take you'll notice me. I'll be the guy in the
dress.
In the dress.
Trampling all over tents inadvertently. But you're only going for 5 days because your liver can't handle it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I'll be sleeping. I won't be doing the seven. Yeah, I don't have the healthy pink liver anymore.
Stay tuned in future weeks for more festival focus. This is Arts and Monkeys. Are You Mine? I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling, diamond, could have she done?
The Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
Arctic Monkeys, Are You Mine on the Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10, every single Wednesday on Burst Radio. That is a fantastic song.
Sure is, isn't it? I don't know why don't we play that every week?
We should do. It's not high up enough on the playlist priorities.
Certainly isn't.
I think that's your substandard production skills.
I am producing, but I'm also trying to drink tea at the same time.
And actually doing the entirety of the research behind Festival Focus.
Exactly.
No one's going to blame you on this occasion. Now save that tea, Dame, because I know you're about to pick it up and drink it whilst we're speaking.
You know me so well, Chris. I'll put it over here.
Put it
away.
Out of sight, out of mind. Because we've actually had an interesting email in from Graham about a wardrobe malfunction, and it's the good kind.
It is the good kind of wardrobe malfunction.
There's nudity involved.
Exactly. Graham says that he was having some drinks with some friends, and he said that he can't really remember what happened, but this is what...
As is the case when you have a few drinks.
Exactly. This is what he was told. His friends told him that he disappeared into the bathroom for quite a while, mm-hmm. for quite a long time, and then they said, oh, well, you're right in there. And they said he came out pretty sharpish and just sort of like collapsed on the floor.
Quite a few drinks or a hell of a lot of drinks?
Hell of a lot of drinks. He just kind
sounds
of...
sounds like it.
Came out and just like led down on the floor. I guess he must have fallen asleep in the toilet or something. I mean, it's difficult to guess what happened, but anyway, yeah. And then his friends noticed, they glanced over and noticed that he had failed to do his flies up and that a single testicle was hanging out of the fly.
Can you imagine
of
that?
His trousers.
Oh, what would you... I'd rather have two balls hanging out than one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
what is...
Because if it was two balls, it would be unmistakable. But if it's just one ball, you might have to take a second glance to try and, you know, truly figure out what it is.
Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of people staring at your private region if you had one testicle hanging out. Whereas if you just came out fully, no trousers on, they'd instantly look away. You know what's there, I don't want to see it.
That guy's got his cock and balls out. Otherwise, like, is that a flap of skin? Is it?
Oh, I know what that is. That is unmistakably...
a single testicle.
By Christ. I mean, yeah, I'm all for any more of that. info@bristolbeatsclub.com, @BristolBeats on Twitter. A bit more light-hearted perhaps than the conventional sense of wardrobe malfunctions. If you've ever, I don't know, worn something, you wore your pyjamas to university once.
I did wear my pyjamas to university.
Anything like that, get in touch with us, and we'll give you a quick shout out before the end of the show.
Yeah, for sure. Shall we play OK Go, The Writing's on the Wall?
We'll play OK Go, The Writing's on the Wall. We'll do the week's big question, and better bugger off after that.
Yeah, better had. Okay, go on the Bristol Beats Club, where we are talking about wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, it's about time for the week's big question, so I've got a wardrobe malfunction related question for you, Dane.
Shoot, I'm intrigued to know what this question is.
Well, it's Janet Jackson themed.
Of course, the original wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, so you've been booked to play at the Super Bowl.
Again.
And you are playing at the Super Bowl. Halfway through your performance, Justin Timberlake is dazzling crowds with his dance moves and ability to impersonate.
Is he grinding on me?
That's exactly what he's doing. He's grinding on you. Now, he reaches over. He's about to grab your pocket.
My pocket?
He rips your pocket and trousers off, and you're exposed to the masses.
Is it one testicle? Or all cock and balls?
It's one testicle. No. It's one testicle. No, I'm going to say it's everything.
Okay.
Completely.
No ambiguity whatsoever.
Now, you can get out of this situation. You don't actually have to be in this hypothetical situation if you're willing to trade your current wardrobe in its entirety for anything ever worn by a professional wrestler. But you can't have any normal clothes. So you wake up in the morning and you have to just wear, like, on Mondays, like Hulk Hogan's yellow pants and bandana.
So it's either dress up like a wrestler for the rest of my life.
The rest of your life, yeah.
Or I have to expose all my cock and balls.
In
front of 100 million people.
Yeah, just everything out. And it's not even just the people that see it live. Obviously, it's Snap, the paparazzi are there. It's all over the internet.
But there's a flaw.
Your mum disowns you.
But there's a flaw in your argument.
Go on.
You're assuming that I'm ashamed of my penis.
Yeah. Well,
which, of course, I'm not.
I mean, I'm assuming a lot. I'm assuming you're wearing trousers in the first place, and perhaps you won't be.
I'm not wearing trousers now, Chris.
Well, you never will when we do the radio.
No, it's just my thing. It's a difficult question, isn't it? I'd say,
realistically, I mean, try and put yourself in not even Janet Jackson's.
I mean, I couldn't get a job.
Afterwards, because you'd just be that guy.
It'd be like, I'll rock up to the interview and I'll be wearing Hulk Hogan yellow pants.
But also, if it was after the incident, you know, could you still get a job? Because it would just be like, oh, this is going to be hilarious. We're interviewing that guy, Damon,
the guy
that was on the Super, you know, he coined the term wardrobe malfunction. It'd be funny if he doesn't come in with any clothes.
So you can't really hire a man what you've seen as cock and balls, can you?
I wouldn't, no. I mean, I'd be scared that you'd want to do it again in the office.
Yeah.
But then you have got, you know, you'll be decent for the rest of your life in Hulk Hogan's pants, bandana maybe. Some wrestlers even have like a leotard.
Oh, yeah, actually, some wrestlers just wear clothes.
Which ones?
The Dudley Boys.
You watch too much wrestling for a 26-year-old man.
The Dudley Boys are from the 90s, when I watched it.
Okay, well, no, not all.
I can't believe you just accused me of watching professional wrestling as a grown man.
You are a student, so I assume that's what you do.
I've got to fill my days with something.
Okay, no, you're not allowed any wrestlers that wear clothes.
It's got to be a leotard.
Yeah.
Does it have to be the Hulk Hogan pants?
Spandexy, certainly. Yeah, I'm going to say the Hulk Hogan pants and boots.
And the boots.
And the boots. Whatever on top.
Can I wear that t-shirt that he rips off before he does his finishing move?
Yes, but you have to rip it off. You have to constantly be ripping it off.
So I also have to carry around a massive bag of t-shirts.
Yeah, or just over a 24-hour period each day, you've got to be ripping the t-shirt off. It's a really slow rip.
the slowest ripping process in the entire world.
What are you going to go for? I'm going to push you for a decision.
I'm going to go for exposing myself in front of 100 million people.
You're
at the Super Bowl.
You're going to go for the one-off.
Because I could grow a beard, I could cut my hair, get a different haircut.
Well, you are going bald anyway.
Exactly, I mean...
Facial reconstructive surgery.
Exactly, I could disguise my face, nobody would know it was me, but...
So long as they didn't see your penis.
Exactly, but it's difficult to disguise yourself when you're forced to wear a Hulk Hogan leotard.
And I can just imagine you sat on a bus on your daily commute... in the Hulk Hogan leotard, slowly ripping off. And everyone's just going, who is this weirdo?
And then, before you know it, you're on the sex offenders register.
There you have it. Don't wear Hulk Hogan pants in your day job.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I think it's time to go.
Already? We're out of time.
Exactly. Better say goodbye.
I've just been having so much fun. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Bristol Beats Club. We'll be back here 9 till 10 next week, which is Wednesday. What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we've got a humdinger. It is When Dates Go Wrong.
There you go. Podcast listeners.
Exactly. We assume much of them will be first dates, but not limited to first dates.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It should be some interesting tales. I wonder if anyone can top the testicle malfunction that we had a little bit earlier on today.
Absolutely. Maybe not. That'll be a toughie.
If you reckon you can, though, info at bristolbeatsclub.com or we are at bristolbeats on Twitter.
Absolutely. And why not subscribe and get this hilarity sent straight to your inbox?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it via email. You can just hop onto iTunes. We're there as well. We are everywhere. One day we'll rule the world. For the time being, it's a very small corner of the internet known as bristolbeatsclub.com.
For sure. So we'll see you guys next week. And to play us out, this is Kid Astray, Still Chasing Nothing.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.